Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
So you got your holiday shopping done? I kind of do it all year round just because, well, you know, that's shopping. And then I'll ferret it away and forget where it is. My mom came to visit recently. I had to hide the things that were in different parts of the house in case she might happen to glance there and then recognize it when it, you know, was all packaged and looking appropriate for Christmas gifting. Okay, this isn't stuff I've just stashed from yard sales this time, okay? But it was, I thought, oh my gosh, that's still out. She didn't see it. But that's kind of the way this stuff goes. And so in all of that holiday shopping, went to the Metaphysics Fair, and there's my favorite bookseller. He's from Arkansas, and I can't remember the name of the store, of course, but gave me a book that he was instructed, you've got to get this guy, Tony Burroughs, Law of Agreement. He's the one who does all the intention stuff. If you hadn't heard about that, well, you can Google. All right. And then I also picked up some new Oracle cards. I like these. I have a lot of cards. It's kind of a collection thing. These are the Sacred Earth Oracle. I'm just doing that. This really is what I'm doing with the cards. So it's not just for sound effect. Sometimes that happens, but this is real. Really beautiful. Beautiful. Very earthy and a beautiful connection. Also in the on the reading list, Angel Numbers, Kyle Gray coming up, because it's that time of year we need a little angelic supervision, overview, guidance, help, assistance, bail me out kind of thing. And then Intuitive Intelligence, Paul O'Brien, Physics of God, and this is Selby, I believe, Joseph Selby, and Move Your DNA. Those are all on the reading list, so it's like that's the short list. I didn't bring the rest of my closet here. Limitless Soul is the one we're talking about today with Bryn Blankenship, and this is fantastic because it's like the journey of souls, Michael Newton and Brian Weiss, this past life regression. We're going to get into that. Also, my Christmas cards, not that I have a whole lot. I picked up the handy-dandy very last box that they had of the Yeti Christmas cards. Is it Christmas Yeti? Uh-huh. I thought, you know, I need to do some Sasquatch cards. So that's on my list of things to do after the new year. And like I said, it's just a whole bunch of holiday hop-scopping and hop-skipping, jumping, hoping for big things. If I Was God, a short film right now, I put that on the blog. I wanted to mention, because if you see that, yes, they do dissect frogs. It's a cartoon kind of thing. It's animation, so it's stop motion. It's not quite as horrific as sitting there in your biology class going, please, no, no. Okay, and then I also put from Metal Floss, why they have you dissect frogs, just in case, and you can always opt out, yes, but that is, there's a purpose, a greater meaning, and it's all on Mental Floss. And Billy Meyer, UFOs, those pictures that he took, just auctioned off at Sotheby's, and the biggest batch, the one that had the most, I guess, money, $16,250. I think it's a collection of four, seven, something like that. There were three batches. One didn't sell. But that was really impressive. So if you've got UFO photos and you've made a name for yourself, there may be a market. Bryn, I've tried to include you on everything so you know exactly what we're talking about. You have any UFO photos you want to sell? Yet?
No.
You might want to age them, okay, because I think that's what happened. These have increased in value as they have aged, and people have said, you know, we still don't know what he did. We can't say that they aren't UFOs, and we can't say that they are. So there we go. Now, that goes along with the past life stuff. We can't say that it has happened. We can't say that it hasn't. And you as a hypnotherapist who've done your due diligence, I liked in the book where you're saying, okay, it's about energy. And that was kind of a setup for how do we get this information and how does it make sense? And what, you know, what do we do with past lives? So I should let you announce yourself and your Limitless Soul is the book. Hi, Brynn.
Hey, thanks, Wendy, for having me on today. It's great to talk to you.
Well, I love these are the stories I love to revisit because there's always so much information. And it's sometimes stuff that we don't really even think about, and we contemplate it because somebody else has lived it and experienced it. And some of these past life stories bring the connections for people to their awareness to help them heal in a lot of ways, or even just inspire them to look beyond all of the physical stuff here and say, what else is happening? And that's what I love about your book, because these stories are fantastic.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I chose these stories because they were wonderful examples of things that many of my clients experience all in one story. There were, you know, some of these, if you read through the story and then go back and reread it, you'll see those universal messages that pop out, and they're meant for everyone. And in these stories, a lot of the clients were able to confirm that they were that person in a past life or that that person existed. Sometimes they can find phone book records, grave sites, buildings, you know, things that they're able to confirm that came through as details in the session. But it's more about energy and the healing that takes place, removing those roadblocks, removing those things that may be holding someone back, but also bringing forward things that can help them move forward. Skills, abilities that they've had before that they can tap back into and help them enrich their lives now.
The book is called The Limitless Soul. It's Hypno-Regression, Case Studies into Past, Present, and Future Lives. And Brynn Blankenship is a certified master hypnotherapist. Now, that means that you've actually had to get approval and basically be crossed and dotted I's and all that good stuff, say, yes, you are legit. How many hours does that add up to?
Well, I took several courses, so I have more than, let's just say when I teach hypnosis, my governing organization requires 220 hours.
Okay.
And so that is in class, experientials, lecture, practice sessions that they do outside of class that are then reviewed. And we give great detail, great feedback to our students so that, you know, they're going out into the world with good habits, you know, helping to break those bad habits that they may pick up in the beginning so that it doesn't carry forward.
Well, and that would be, I mean, because I have had different people with hypnotherapy techniques do things, and sometimes it's like, this isn't my question, and you're interjecting something I'm not curious about because of your own interest. Where does that fit in? You know, so it's like, hey, that's crossing a boundary, isn't it?
It is. It's crossing a big boundary.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's about listening. And that's what's misunderstood the most, I think, in the field of hypnotherapy, because there are different styles of hypnosis. And the way I work is transpersonal hypnotherapy. It's where the client goes within, and they're able to tune into that deeper part of themselves, and then they can have this awareness of this information within them. So I am asking questions based on what they've told me they want to find out through their session and based on what's coming up. But it's more about letting the client reveal to me what they're tapping into and then find out more. So I don't want to lead them. Right. You know, I don't want to say, hey, are you in this past life and this is happening? I'd rather them tell me what's happening, and then I ask them to tell me more about that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just wanted to establish that, because there's still a lot of, as you say, different techniques and different ways of applying hypnosis, hypnotherapy, and it does require some ethics and some personal integrity to say, okay, I'm very curious about this, but this isn't my place to ask. And then if you are still curious after the session, then you can ask your client, hey, this came to mind. Would you be okay with that? But, you know, there are still people who have experiences that are anomalous because they are going to different practitioners and everybody doesn't do it the same way. So the certification is a big deal. All right.
And
so
the client's going to have a better session if they can tap into that space and reveal more detail, then they're more deeply anchored into the memory to bring out more. And I'd like to also mention, when I'm working with clients, all kinds of names, all kinds of information comes through. I left out a lot of information if there was someone famous in a past life, mm-hmm. even if it was a famous situation in a past life, because I didn't want that to take away from the story. I wanted the reader to understand that regardless of whether they were a king, a queen, or a slave, or a servant, that was a soul experiencing a human lifetime and what they were getting from that experience.
Okay, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to ask you, there's a very, very interesting part of the story where you actually become involved in this. And that's a nice one to kick it off. All right, so I'm talking with Bryn Blankenship, the book, The Limitless Soul, and this gets into past lives. And whether you're talking with angels, guardian angels, or spirit guides, or whatever, it's the whole gamut. And it's just fascinating to hear the stories that people are able to work with and bring through for healing. It's Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio, back in a few. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your time. So much has happened this past year. I mean, it's an amazing time we're living. Information overload, tons and tons of opportunities for us to shift gears, shift our reality. I love it that the UFO stuff is coming to the fore. I also like it that we're talking Sasquatch, Yetis, and unexplained ghosts, you know, psychic issues. Whether it's precognition, which we talked about that as well, or past life issues. These are things that are part of our, in some way, shape, or form, incarnation this time. Whether we deal with it front and center or it's just on the periphery, it's nice to have some, I think, references to work with. One of the things in this book, and this is The Limitless Soul, my guest is a certified master hypnotherapist, Bryn Blankenship, and I saw your classes were full for fall. You're now booking for, I think it was April for the hypnotherapy classes?
March, April, yes.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it's going great.
Okay, putting a plug in. Okay, and if you're listening and that just all of a sudden piqued your interest, here we go. Send you to BrynBlankenship.com, all right? All the details are there. Now, you have this session, and all of a sudden, you're holding your side. You are, you know, kind of doubled over a little bit, and people are saying, what's that about? Well, that clue us in on how this works, because this is like one of those anomalies where all of a sudden the central characters get a cameo, and you were part of that. What happened?
Well, so I want to start out by saying I'm not normally in my clients' past life sessions.
Yes.
But it can happen, right?
Yes.
And even if I do come up in the session, I want to ask questions to get confirmation. But I was down the hall teaching. I was teaching a class, past life class, and I was down the hall helping a student pair with their sessions, and I started getting a pain in my side, and it hurt really bad. It was like a piercing pain to the point where I was doubled over. And I was down there quite a bit, and I didn't mean to be in there for so long, but they needed my help to maneuver them mm-hmm. because we're in a past life session. Yet the client started going into the spirit world into a more advanced type session that, you know, they just hadn't been taught how to do that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're finishing that up. I step out into the hallway, and it gets worse. So I go down the hall to check on that student pair down there to see how they're doing. And I had worked with this the client, the student that was in the client chair. I had done some sessions with him prior to him taking the class. So when I walked in the room and I'm finding out what's happening, he is dying on the battlefield in, he's a Knights Templar, dying on the battlefield in Antioch, the Battle of Antioch in the Crusades. And I knew what was happening in this session. I knew details. I knew all kinds of things that were happening. So I thought, because I knew, I was aware of details that were happening that when I wasn't even in the room, that it had come from his sessions prior to the class. And he said, no, Bryn, it's because you were there. Mm-hmm. You were the Turk. You were the one that stabbed me and killed me on the battlefield. Mm-hmm. But we were good adversaries for one another. So as that played out, we found out more. And that client, that student, you know, he was dealing with intolerance and injustice in the world, and it revealed to him another lifetime where he was fighting for one thing and found out once he was involved that it wasn't what he had signed up for, but you couldn't leave.
Yeah.
If you tried to leave, you would be killed.
Mm-hmm.
So he just went through the motions, but he was a young man when he died. He didn't live to be very long. And so when it was time to say goodbye to that life, he looked into the eyes of his horse. Usually you look into the eyes of your loved ones and say goodbye,
uh-huh.
but he didn't have any loved ones. So he was like, I got my horse. My horse has been with me this whole time. It's a special animal. I'm very close to my horse. And he said goodbye and left.
Wow.
But I knew the details as if I were standing in front of the horse. I could see the, the mantle that they wear.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the colors, the cross, the red. I just saw all the details as if I was standing in front watching this scene. But anyway, he confirmed later that it's because I was there.
See, that to me brings this thing of the time and the suspended time. A lot of when people have out-of-body experiences or near-death experiences, you know, they say time is just not what we think it is. It's completely different from how we experience it. And some people have this vantage point of seeing 360 degrees, you know, everything all around at the same time and being kind of immersed and yet able to make an opinion or, have a perspective. What you're talking about, you're in that plane, on that plane, in that dimension with him as this is happening, and you aren't even in the room. That, I think, is part of this stuff that is so fascinating.
It was amazing. And, you know, I was having physical symptoms, and he explained that, because what happened is, as I was listening, they were finishing up the session when I came in, and then I just was quiet, sitting on the floor, watching them as they did the debrief, and I started holding my side again.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me and said, why are you holding your side? And I said, because I got this piercing pain a little while ago. And that's when he looked at me and he said, well, Bryn, when you stabbed me, you were the Turk. I stabbed you back.
And equal. Okay. Now we're
and
even.
I should say, too, we get along great. I've had contact with this person since. And so just because you've killed someone in a past life or been killed,
mm-hmm.
or something harmful has happened, it doesn't mean that you can't get along. He'll tell you today, if you were to ask him, he needed a way out of that lifetime, and I provided it, and we were worthy adversaries on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If, nothing more than that. He just needed a way out, and I provided it.
Yeah. And see, that's that big picture thing that we don't always have access to. It's here, it's personal.
Yeah.
It's personal. When it's there, it's like, hey, this is on your game card. There you go. All right, you're supposed to show up now, dude.
Well, and it could have been personal had he been harboring feelings towards the person that killed him.
Right.
You know, that he would carry over into another life. That's when we're using the past life session to clear up relationship issues, belief systems that have been carried forward. His was more about the issue with the political situation that he had been led to believe was one way. You know, in a small village, these children were raised to believe that you go off and fight.
Yes.
And then when they got to war, it was different. So you work through all kinds of issues like grief or anger or solitude, you know, in these past lives. It's about that emotional energy.
And I like the horse. The presence of the animal spirit. And that's,
yes.
I think that's also very strong. All right, we have to take a quick break. Again, this is The Limitless Soul. We're talking about past lives, hypnoregression case studies into past, present, and future lives. And again, certified master hypnotherapist Bryn Blankenship is my guest. This is in like we need to go back and say that isn't always part of it. I just thought it was a great way to start because it gives you an idea how multidimensional the connections we have in this present physical plane are. And these things are mind-opening, all right? Little carrots, I don't know, potato chips, popcorn, whatever. Halloween candy, got some of that left over? Yes! Hitting the chocolate. All right, so we're going to come back and talk about how the manifesting aspect comes in. Life pre-planning, what you're doing up there looking down going, I want that one. No, don't put me there. No way, no how. I'll put the links on the Coffeehouse Blogspot site after the show. And that is wendyscoffeehouse.com. All right, so there you go. Bryn is going to take us on another journey when we come back. Conscious Living and Wendy's Coffeehouse, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffeehouse, KCMO Talk Radio. Hey, thanks for tuning in. My guest, Limitless Soul, that's the book. You can check it out, Bryn Blankenship, Certified Master Hypnotherapist. You want to learn how to do this? Check out her website, BrynBlankenship.com, all right? She specializes in transpersonal and clinical hypnosis for personal growth and transformation. Okay, so with all of this, you actually studied with Michael Newton, Brian Weiss, and had a personal relationship with Michael Newton and his wife. And the other stuff that you do now, though, you've actually added to the technique and developed your own technique. So we'll get into that with the life pre-planning and manifesting. But you might want to bring us up to speed with how this started for you.
Well, I was an actress, and I was working, and I wanted to work more. You know, I wanted to be a full-time actor and not have to have the day job. So I'd always had an interest in past lives, and I decided to have a few past life sessions to go in and clear anything that was holding me back. So I did, and then I ended up going out to L.A., and I had a vision that happened in the session that I saw myself standing in prairie grass, and I was living on the East Coast with plans to work more on the East Coast because I would work up and down, New York and everywhere that I could up and down the East Coast. But anyway, in this session, I saw prairie grass, and I was walking through this orchard picking apples off the trees, and I knew that they were acting jobs. So I, after that session, a friend of mine that had gone out a few years earlier called me up and said, you need to come out. And then things fell into place very quickly. And then I was out there, and then I joined an acting class. I had an agent, and someone in the class saw me, told their agent. She signed me on the spot, and then I started auditioning full time every day. And then before you know it, I was on set. I was one location actually, north of LA in the Grapevine, where they film a lot of commercials. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there in the scene that I had seen in session a year before.
Uh-huh.
So then that was really wild. And I was out there a couple of years, but then I came home. I studied hypnosis out there, came home, and then that's when I sought out people like Roger Wolger, Michael Newton. I didn't know who Michael Newton was yet, but I learned about Michael Newton, and then I worked with him, helped start the Newton Institute, and taught with him internationally. Was a board member for 7 years, and then moved into, as my sessions started shifting, I started moving into this field. And then I also studied with Brian Weiss during that time, too. So as my sessions started shifting, I now call that work soul expression spiritual regression, because it is working in a soul state, taking the client into that between, into that deeper space. It's deeper than a past life. It's more than just one past life, but it's working at that soul level to magnify one's essence in this body, to magnify the soul connection in this body to help us move forward in a more full expression of why you came here to be in this physical being.
So basically you're going back and trying to see the blueprint from the soul perspective, how you got in this mess in the first place, correct? What were you thinking?
That's one way to look at it.
What were you thinking?
right. Because we're saying, why is this happening? And then the soul will come in and explain in a very beautiful way why.
With kid gloves.
Why you experienced this. Yeah. Why that happened. What you gained from that experience. And it also ties in themes from past lives. So Michael Newton's work mapped out the spirit world. And there's a very specific technique for doing that kind of session.
Mm-hmm.
And I veer from that, but I play in the spirit world, allowing my client to go to specific spaces that they need to go to find that, find those answers and that connection that they're seeking.
So when they're on that other plane, is it mostly a personal, or is it an overview looking at their entire, their soul group and the others that they decided to come here and work out whatever karma
it
is going?
It can be different for different clients, but what tends to happen is they will meet with, often with their soul group to find out more about why they're here. They'll meet with guides, the Soul Advisory Council, past life reflection. So there's information in past lives that can help them, but the past lives that are relevant to what's going on now are the ones that will be identified and brought to their attention.
Now,
there's also pre-planning.
Yes, that's what I'm getting to.
More about that.
Yeah, that's
and manifesting.
All right, pre-planning. Let's start with that one.
Okay. So what happens is a lot of work goes into getting you here, all of us. So I say to my clients, I always tell them, and remind them that souls are waiting in line for these bodies. You know, because we get here and we're like, oh, I don't want to be here. What's going on? Well, you signed up to be here, and your team, your spiritual team, came together to help you with what you're coming in to do. So they gave you everything that you need, and it's sewn into your birthday suit. Now, your birthday suit, and there's actually a story in the book called The Gifts That You Bring With You.
I like the birthday suit. That puts it all together, yes. Okay, so
well, continue. Well, that was what I wanted to call that story, the birthday suit. Mm. But my publisher, they asked me to change that title.
Oh.
But, you know, because everything, and my client explained this so beautifully when she connected with that space about how you're bringing in your special gifts. It's an invisible suit that's tailored just for you, for everything that you're going to need for that lifetime. And you can access it when you need it. And there's pre-planning that's involved with your soul advisory council and your guides and the other members of your soul group. And your soul group, let's just say, those are the key players that reincarnate with you time and time again. It's like that acting troupe
mm-hmm.
that comes in with you, and then you all play different roles. This time, you know, I'm going to be the bad guy and you're going to be the good guy. This time, we're going to be together and it'll be a good life. This one's going to be a difficult life. All of that, we play the different roles with one another. And in doing so, you know, the purpose of incarnating is to bring that joy forth, your passion, I should say, is to bring your passion forth, right? And in that story, the birthday suit, her gift is to bring her joy forth because we're going through a lot of earth changes. There are a lot of things that are happening on the planet, just as there always has been. It's just we seem to be more open to it and feeling more of it, and we're more connected in many ways, and we're feeling more of that. And her ability to just lighten up a room by being in it is her gift. So her guides explained that to her, and they went into great detail to explain that in the womb session, part of the session. So as I was guiding her back through her current life, she went into the womb and began communicating with her spirit guides who were explaining why she's here. And then as we continued with the session in the spirit realm, cosmic realm, that's where they spent more time with her explaining more of her gifts, and that they gave her some insight into why she doesn't speak up and what she needs to do to clear that, because it was a lifetime where she hadn't spoken up for someone that she loved, and then they were killed. She may or may not have been able to save their life, but she lost her life too because of the guilt and the grief that she felt because she knew she could have spoken up and didn't.
Okay.
And her guides explained, you don't know what the outcome would have been, but because you didn't speak up, both you and your lover lost your lives.
Okay. See, that's really powerful.
That's the reason you would do a past life session.
All right. Okay.
Or between lives.
Let's take a quick break. Come back. I have a question that leads to beyond that and then into manifesting. All right. So you're listening to that. We also had an earlier interview with Unconscious Living and Power Radio. So I wanted to mention that, too. I'm going to put the link to that in the blog post as well. So we've got interview 1 and 2. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. Wendy's Coffee House, KCMO Talk Radio. These subjects are so, to me, inspiring, enlightening, invigorating. Whenever I'm reading about past life regression and some of the things that come through as a result, and I guess I should, say also out-of-body, near-death, all of that stuff, because we're connecting on a different level of something that we, in some way, shape, or form, already know, and basically reintegrating that so that we can move forward, take a little jump. And Bryn, my question for you, then, is to me, it's like as they are working through this past life stuff, whether it's a spirit guide or an angelic realm helper, or even from their, from their own memory, they seem to be doing, I think, more work because it's coming from a source they're already connected to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it's coming from their higher self, their eternal self, that is with them and knows, has the wisdom of all of their incarnations, and through this work, they're uncovering the mysteries of their soul.
Yeah.
And so I don't know the answer, but I know how to guide them. Mm-hmm. I know how to help them find the answers and to create a space that they can open up to that deeper wisdom within themselves.
And I like that. For me, it's there's no block, there's no resistance, there's no barrier. It's authentic, and it as you're working through this, and in my own experience, it feels right. It's like, oh gosh, how could I have forgotten that? And at the same time, with all these mental blocks we have here about who did this to that, all the drama that happens around us, it's easy to get distracted and forget, hey, I've already been there. I don't need to do that again.
Exactly. And I'm helping them to find and follow their soul's guidance to identify negative patterns so that they can move through them more quickly. So when you're manifesting, when you're manifesting something, it's like a little seed, but you have to nourish that. So oftentimes, people will go to a certain point, and when things get difficult, they get caught up into it, and it changes the outcome. They could have had a different outcome. They could have completed that. Sometimes it is time to move in another direction, but sometimes we sabotage ourselves because of current life fear, past life fear, or attributes that are influencing a situation now that are holding us back from really materializing that thought that we're trying to create. So as a spirit, to manifest, it teaches us about the nature of ourselves as we form intentions, and then we have emotions around those intentions that can either inflame the intention, ignite it, set it in motion, or hold it back. Our thoughts are something that requires care and nurturing so that we can create it.
And I've used
this in my life, in my sessions. I did this when I was acting, and I knew when it was time to change direction and go into hypnosis. But I stuck with it until I made that choice that it was time to move in a different direction. But it wasn't easy, getting to the place that I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took a lot of hard work, but then I had help and support as well, energetically, and then the people would show up. You set the intention, and you talk with your team, your spiritual team on the other side, and then they send the people that are sewn into your birthday suit at just the right time. You're supposed to be making that transition or that change.
There's a page, this is 144, because I know the book is, you're not going to know every single thing by heart, but it talks about when you are clear in what you're asking for, then you are actually fulfilling, you're honoring yourself as a spirit and a human because you're being very explicit in what your expectations are. And then the universe, reality, whatever is working on your behalf can help. And it's explained like water, the emotions in water, consciousness. Like there's a part in here. We don't have time to get into it completely, but I like the flow there and understanding how that works from the spirit perspective, knowing that when we are clear, we basically pave the way.
Yes. And it doesn't mean we don't have those moments where we're not clear. Sometimes that's a redirect. Sometimes that happens because we need to go within, pull back, and change course just slightly. You don't have to turn the whole ship around. Sometimes you just need to turn a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, and it's going to make all the difference in the world in manifesting those goals that we're setting. The clearer you can be, the more in touch you can be with your team and be open to the opportunities that come.
What I think is so interesting is that with all of this and every single case, there's always a little gem that I think is relatable to everyone. It's some universal themes of, you know, of our fear, of our insecurity, self-doubt, self-worth, respect. All of these things appear within these multidimensional, timelines of being. And that, I think, is why, you know, your work adds another piece to the equation of we are not just this one lifetime.
We're all connected as well. You are here by design, not by accident. You're not alone. You're loved. And you're here on purpose for a purpose. And all souls are part of that divine plan. Everyone.
When you end a session, how do you bring your folks out of it? When they come back, what is it like?
Well, there's a timelessness that happens. There's a sense of joy. They're acclimating to coming back into the room because they've been in this beautiful space. They've been experiencing beautiful colors and sounds and sights that are otherworldly. And I like to give them time to come back. I don't want to overload them with my interpretation of what they just experienced, but I hit the highlights with them. I discuss, you know, what they want to talk about because I have the perception, I have the perspective of many, many client sessions, you know, thousands of session hours over the years mm-hmm. where they have the perspective of their session hours. And these are long sessions. These are four-hour sessions. Mm-hmm. And they've done a past life session prior with me. So it's taking them forward so that they can use this, you know, to use this connection in their lives as they move forward in their day-to-day. Because their soul is with them. Whether they do a session with me or not, their soul is still there. I'm helping to remind them of that, help them tune into that guidance so they can get a clearer connection.
Hey, we got to wrap. The Limitless Soul, Bryn Blankenship, Certified Master Hypnotherapist, is the information on your website about the classes. That's up right now. Is there anything else you want to add?
I would just like to say that having these sessions, clients move forward with less worry and more trust, more faith that things are going to work out as part of that divine plan, mm-hmm. and it improves the relationship with themselves.
Well, and there's a huge comfort that comes with knowing that somebody else actually planned this ahead of you, so it may not be as dark as it seems because there's somebody who's got your back and they're right beside you, and I've had that happen out loud where they've said, don't do that, and they didn't say it in those words. What they said was in a very loud voice, karma! Like, that got the point across. I had to go look up karma. Really? Really? Well, okay. Got that one. Hey, Bryn, thank you for talking with me. I appreciate it. I love what you're doing.
It's been great talking with you.
All right. And the website, BrynBlankenship.com. And whatever you're doing, just give yourself a break. Remember, we all have somebody watching our back. And if you're doing it for the highest good, okay, then things work out in ways you cannot even imagine. Now, if you've got another intention, okay, we're not going there during this show, okay? That would be called therapy. Anyway, and I'm not qualified, but one way or the other, keep thinking those good thoughts, those high thoughts, and if you need a regression session, you know who to call. Thanks for listening. WendysCoffeeHouse.com. I'll put the links there. Take care. and make it count. See ya.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.